Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast, where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
We're going to be talking about friendship breakup and when is the right time to break up with a friend, how to break up with a friend, and what should you do if someone has broken up with you. We all know friendship breakup is a tragic situation, but the thing to remember is that people change, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse, or sometimes your relationship with the person just changes. The fact of the matter is that we are all growing, we are all changing, and sometimes we grow together or sometimes we grow apart. And I think the first step is really just accepting that. That it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Fortunately, as autonomous beings, we don't have to stay in places that we have outgrown, nor do we have to stay in places that have outgrown us. I think for me, over the years, my friendship circle has got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. I feel like when you're in your teens, it's quantity over quality. But when you get into your early 20s, that's when the problems start to arise and your friendships do get tested. Then I think that at the end of your 20s, you start to have a rough idea of who is really going to be in your life and who's going to stand the test of time. But then I think when you've got to your mid-30s and things have drastically changed, you've got married, you're starting to have kids, things are changing in your life, your priorities are changing, your friendships really start to whittle down to about one or two. When you get to your 40s, 50s, you'll be lucky just to have one close friend. I always used to wonder, when I was younger, how come my mum didn't have so many friends? It's because she was busy. She ain't got time for that. No, she literally has had to rebuild friendships as she's got older. But really and truly, life is all about seasons, and just as the leaf falls from the tree, so people fall from our lives. And really and truly, it does not always have to be a bad thing. So how are some ways you can know when to let go of a friendship? When to know when the time is up? When they don't call or check in with you anymore? Almost seems as they cannot be bothered. When it's one-sided and you feel like you're making all of the effort and it's never reciprocated. When it's a chore for you to talk to them, make plans, etc. When they fail to sacrifice anything for you. You're never a priority. They'd rather go and do something else than show up for you. When you hang out with them and it's just not the same. I think we all have that feeling when you know what it was, but what it was isn't what it is, and it is what it is. When you're on different pages and you want different things out of life, your priorities do not align anymore. When you feel like you're forcing it. Now, there's obviously the backstabbing, the betrayal, the offense. I think those are obvious signs when it's time to bounce. But there are some friendships where the friendship isn't over. Maybe you're just busy or they're just busy, and maybe you don't hang out as much as you used to before, but y'all have an understanding and you both know what it is. But when you're at that stage of a person, be very careful, because if you're not careful, you can start to feel like, well, I'm not actually really missing anything from this person being in my life. So then you start feeling like, what value does this person even add to my life? And at that point, you can continue having your kind of shallow relationship, or you can just be like, nah, in your mind or in your heart just be like, let it go. I really feel like, you know, you love someone when they're not around, you feel their absence. When you can't call them and speak to them, you feel the absence. You miss your friends. When you miss your friends, you know you love your friends. Now, I feel like some relationships that end do need an explanation, but it just depends on how close you were to that person. But some relationships just fizzle out and no explanation is really required because you both know it just is what it is. But we need to know that there are different levels of friendships. When you're best friends with someone, it may not be the type of relationship just to fizzle out. You may actually have to sit down with them and get some form of closure. You don't just kind of break up a relationship when you were best friends unless something major has actually happened in your relationship. However, when you have those kind of loose friends, they're not acquaintances, they're closer than acquaintances, but the friendship is kind of loose. It's easy for those kind of relationships just to be lost with the wind. Is it bad to say that women aren't as committed to their friendships as much as they are committed to their relationships with a man? Or am I generalizing? Let me know. I really do want to know. Comment below. I feel like some women use relationships to escape from boredom of being single. But the moment they get into a relationship, their friendships go out of the window. They're not necessary anymore. Newsflash, that means that person was never your friend. They were just using you to fill a void. Really and truly, I feel like we need to bring back authentic, deep connections and be aware that it may just be two or one that you really build with, that you really do life with. I think those kind of authentic relationships need to make a comeback and we need to invest more in our friendships, quality over quantity. So if you do want to save a relationship because it does mean a lot to you, here are some things you can try. They are not guaranteed to work, but at least you can say you did your bit. If you're like me, I would rather get closure than be ghosted, but that's just me. So you can try and reach out to this person who has maybe ghosted you, or you can feel the distance. You can try and reach out to that person, but you have to be willing to hear the truth and then make adjustments if necessary, but also prepare yourself for if they just say, I just don't want to be friends with you. Another thing, you could regularly call and just make more effort and really just try and be their cheerleader. Be quite consistent. This may take a lot of time and energy, so be warned. But if you really want this relationship to work, try, but also beware that they may not reciprocate that and they may just not be receptive anymore. It may just be too dead to resurrect. You could also communicate your expectations to them and communicate to them how they've made you feel. If they want to be friends with you, then they'll cooperate. If they don't, then they won't. I've had that happen to me before. I never like to be in the same building with someone and there's a bad vibe in the room. I always feel convicted to at least talk to them. I've done it every single time. I don't just let friendships go. I will always give them the benefit of the doubt. And most of the time, I've been rejected. So you can try to reach out, but if they don't reciprocate it, then you know for sure that this relationship is done. And be happy about it. It just leaves room for you to invest in the people that invest in you. We have to get to a point where we love the people that love us and stop chasing the people that do not. I've been there, trust me. We need to embrace the people that embrace us and bear in mind that people change, things happen, you grow apart, but usually when things grow apart, it's making space for other things to grow. Sometimes when you break up with someone that has maybe taken all of your attention or you've been super best friends with them, it actually makes way for another better relationship with someone else. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.
Hey, podcast listener. Do you love talking about movies, music, TV, comics, and games? Then you should be listening to The Great Pop Culture Debate, back in bigger than ever for Season 9. This season, the panelists discuss the best James Bond film, the best Elton John single, the best Nickelodeon original series, the best Batman villain, and so much more. Find the show wherever you listen to podcasts, or head to greatpopculturedebate.com. More than 100 topics are already available. Subscribe today.